Hi, this is Bill Carosa, principal at Harold Martin School, and this is the Harold Martin Minute for this week. This past week was a pretty significant one for the Hopkins School District. We were able to spend time with our artist in residence, Daniel Dancer, as you probably heard by now and have seen some pictures. The Art for the Sky event happened this past week. We moved it up actually to Wednesday because Thursday, the original day, was forecasted. Of course, we were correct about rain on that day. So we had an assembly before the event to prepare kids throughout the district, all three schools. And then we had an assembly after the event to show the video. The video is amazing. It'll be on sale at some point by the PTA. I don't know how much money, probably around $10 or so. And it is an amazing video because it shows not just the Art for the Sky event, which is big in and of itself, but also it celebrates the 250th anniversary of Hopkinton. So there's scenes from throughout the town and people throughout the town, a lot of kids of all ages. And of course, as I said, a lot surrounding the actual Art from the Sky event, which if you don't know what I'm talking about, there's an article on the website, but basically it was a picture way up using Hopkinton's fire ladder, very, very high. And the artist in residence, Daniel Dancer, both did video and still photography. And the rest of us, you know, 1,000 of us about, counting the kids in the district as well as the adults, all wearing particular colored T-shirts, formed the symbol of a hawk, which, of course, is the district symbol, mascot, I guess you could say. And then also a covered bridge, which, of course, down in the town center is a major a landmark for us. So it really was an amazing week. And the video itself, which I was able to take home and watch with my family. And of course, as I said, I gave a copy to the PTA president, who will soon have it hopefully available for purchase. So we'll talk about that, I'm sure, in the future. But it was a great week, and I imagine your kids talked about it quite a bit as well. If you want to see more, I think there's some pictures on Daniel Dancer's Facebook page. I'll put a number of pictures on our website, too. Won't be there quite yet, but I'll do it during the week. And just a great example of what a bunch of us could do as a collaborative project, and really felt good. So thanks to Kim Emerson, our art teacher in the elementary schools, Don LeBaron, who teaches second grade at Harold Martin, and also Megan Eason, who was an art teacher at the high school. All three of them worked together with many of us to make it happen. It was really Steve Chamberlain, our superintendent's vision many years ago when he was the high school principal, and it finally came to fruition. Article in the Monitor on it as well, so check that out. And just a great time for everybody involved. So that is really 3 minutes worth of the Harold Martin Minute for this week. I'm Bill Carosa, principal at Harold Martin School. Have a great week.